Hello, welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris. Today we're going to play for you on our broadcast a message from our evening service at the New Bridge Baptist Church.
I'll be honest with you, I'm tired tonight, and we need your prayers. We'll try not to be too long. This is something to run across and just want to share with you. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Exodus, chapter 13. Exodus 13. And we want to read verses 21 and 22. Good to see each one tonight. We love you, church. I really mean that. We appreciate each and every one of you. And one of these days, I'll meet you over on the other side, and what a time we'll have over there. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people. And aren't you glad that we have such a wonderful Lord that He will lead us tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious and most holy word. Now, Lord, give me the words just here for a little bit, Lord, that need to be said, words that will honor and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the services this morning. We thank you for the revival. We thank you for New Bridge Baptist Church and everyone that makes up this congregation. Now, Heavenly Father, we love you tonight, and we just want to thank you for saving our soul. Thank you, Lord, for making a way. Thank you for your presence, and Lord, for your guiding hand. And Lord, whatever's accomplished, we'll always be careful to give you the praise, honor, and glory. For it's in Jesus' precious and most holy name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. So isn't it wonderful if we have a Lord that will lead us and guide us? Right here we see that the children of Israel, we know that have been down in bondage, been down there for 400 years. But you remember back in Genesis chapter 15, I believe it is 15, where God told Abraham, he said, your descendants will be in a foreign land. They'll serve that foreign land, but I will bring them out. And when they come out, they will bring great substance from that nation. Well, that nation was Egypt. And we know the story how Joseph was sold into slavery. We know his brothers put him in the pit. Then we know that he went to Potiphar's place, house. We know what happened to his wife. Lied and got him in trouble. Then Joseph went to the prison. Now, let me just say, Joseph, from what we can read in the scriptures, has not done anything wrong. But he's in the pit. He's been in Potiphar's house as a servant. And now he's been thrown into prison. But isn't it amazing? In each place, God always raised him to a position there of somewhat of authority. People had confidence in him. I believe it's because Joseph was not like Milton Harris. He didn't whine and complain about his circumstances. But there's Joe. Well, we know that God led him out of the prison into the palace. And Joseph rose to the second in command of all of Egypt. Boy, isn't that amazing? That's an awesome God, isn't it? And that's how, when the famine came, how the children of Israel came down into Egypt. They were there, and all of a sudden, those pharaohs that knew Joseph and knew about Joseph, they died off. And the children of Israel just became nothing but slaves. And they made the work harder on them. And they began to cry out for the Lord to deliver them. Can I make a comparison here? I believe the church has been comfortable in the world. And by the way, Egypt's the top of the world in Scripture. I believe the church has been comfortable in the world, but the church is getting uncomfortable. And I believe God's children are beginning to cry out for the Lord to come and just take us home. As old Dewey used to say, it'd be a good day to take a heavenly flight, wouldn't it? Well, God sent them a deliverer by the name of Moses. And we know how God sent the 10 plagues. And we know about that night of the death angel. And we got the Paschal Lamb, or the Passover Lamb, which typified Christ there in Exodus chapter 12. And the blood had to be applied over the top and down the side, not on the bottom. You don't step over the blood. Amen. And the blood, when the death angel came and he saw the blood, he passed over that home. And each home that had the blood applied, he passed over. But the ones that did not have the blood applied, the death angel came. I'm going to tell you what, folks, I'm glad I've got the blood applied to my heart. Amen. And one of these days, I'm going home. Well, God has now led them out. Now, the Lord is leading them by the path of the Red Sea. You pray for me. I've been looking and studying on a message to preach that our God can deliver. But anyway, that's for another time. But tonight, what I want to look at here is God has led them out. God is not just going to say, okay, now you're out, you're on your own. You know, I have to say sometimes we're bad as a church. We get people saved and then we say, all right, now go to it. But I'm glad we've got a God that will lead and guide, aren't you? Well, let's look at this pillar for just a moment. A pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. First of all, look at the provision of the pillar. It was after they left Egypt. It was a gift of God. Let me compare that to us today. God has delivered them from bondage, and now he has provided for them a pillar to guide them. Back in 1969, I was delivered from the bondage of sin, and the Lord gave me the Holy Spirit of God that dwells in me to guide me. Isn't that wonderful? We've got a God, an awesome Lord, that will provide for us as he provided for them this pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. God has provided for us the Holy Spirit of God that indwells us. John 14:16, if you wanted a scripture reference. So the provision of the pillar was a gift of God. I'm going to tell you what, salvation is a gift of God. The Holy Spirit is a gift of God. I'm so glad. So not only the provision of the pillar, but see the purpose of the pillar. The purpose was to lead them, to guide them. Now, near the day, it was easy to see the clouds. We can go outside and look right now, and we can see clouds. But at night, can you see the cloud? So what did God do? He provided a pillar of fire by night. Fire will guide you on it. I mean, you can see. You get around the campfire. Did any of you ever go trout fishing? Some of the coldest mornings was opening day. And I remember one night I woke up in my tent. I was freezing to death, and I looked out there. Don had got the wood, and he had that fire chunked up. But I mean, you could see a long ways around there, and he wasn't the only one. There were several. We got out there and sat around the fire. This was about 4 o'clock in the morning. Amen. I don't do that anymore, but that fire, it was warm. It gave heat. Well, I'm gonna tell you what. The desert is a cold place at night. That fire would give light. That fire would give heat as well. So God had a purpose, though, that was to mainly lead them. Lead them. I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God will lead us today. All right. Then, thirdly, the protection of the pillar. Well, that cloud overshadowed them and led them during the day. The last few weeks, if you do anything outside, you pray for a cloud, don't you? What does that cloud do? It helps protect you a little bit from some of the heat. Well, they're in a desert land. And God has provided not only this cloud to lead them, but it's to protect them from the desert heat. See, we have an awesome Lord, don't we? So it protected them from the heat of the day. Well, the fire helped them from the cold of the night. I remember a gentleman I worked with was over in Desert Storm. And he said they would be over there. And he said, and you'd burn up during the day. But he said, believe it or not, he said, you would freeze at night. That the temperature dropped that drastic. Well, see, here's God there protecting them from the heat of the day and protecting them from the cold of the night. But what else did that cloud do? What does a cloud do? It overshadows, don't it? And so that cloud was protecting them from their enemy. When they get to the Red Sea, they're boxed in, and Pharaoh's army's behind them. What did God move between Pharaoh's army and the children of Israel? He moved that cloud. Why? To protect them from their enemy. I'm going to tell you what, we've got a cloud, the Holy Spirit of God, hey, folks, that dwells in us. That Holy Spirit of God, hey, listen, it will protect us as well. Amen. Aren't you glad? Glad to be born again tonight. Fourth thing I want us to look at about the pillar, the perplexity of the pillar. In Exodus 14, 19 through 24, and I'm not going to take time to read, but we see here that the pillar was a blessing to God's people, to the Israelites. But this same thing that was a blessing to God's people was trouble to Egypt. It was a hindrance to the enemy. And so when you look at the perplexity of it, how it can be a blessing to one and a distraction to the other. Let me say, for you and I, you got to remember, the world looks upon us and we're different. The world looks at us. And you remember the preaching of the cross, it's to them that perish foolishness, but to us is the power of God unto salvation. They look at us, we come into God's house, we worship a wonderful living Lord. And what does He do? He comes in here and meets with us. He gives us peace. He encourages us as we worship Him. And when we leave, we feel more energized, right? Or we should, when we come to God's house. Isn't that wonderful? And for us, it is a blessing. But to that world out there, they just don't understand it. It troubles their mind. It makes them wonder, what in the world are they? They probably say, what are those crazy folks doing? This is the same here with what's going on with the pillars. And then the permanency of it. In verse 22, he said he did not take it away. He left it there. You remember as they built the tabernacle, it would overshadow and come and overshadow the tabernacle. Why? Symbolizing the presence of the Lord. God has given us His Holy Spirit that dwells in us, and He will not take Him away. God has provided us with an awesome salvation. It's permanent. It's there. Just as He did here with the children of Israel. Gave them the pillar of the cloud and the pillar of the fire. And He took it not away. We serve an awesome God. He will guide us and direct us just as He did with the children of Israel and these pillars. I'm glad He's given us a pillar called the Holy Spirit of God to guide us and direct us.